I'm not a huge fan of spicy foods, but I do like a bit of spice in other areas of my life. Reality TV fights, make it spicy. My margaritas, make them very spicy. And when it comes to the spice cabinet you keep beside your bed, you gotta have a wide variety of spices to keep things heated up. If you've been looking for some more flavor to add to your life behind closed doors, Adam and Eve can help you bring the heat with some fun new items to turn up the temp between you and someone else, or if it's a single girl summer, there's plenty of options for those of you riding solo this year. Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item, and they'll include free shipping and rush processing so you can spice things up ASAP. And you don't got to worry about your neighbors noticing your delivery. Adam and Eve ships things out in discreet packaging, so you and Deborah down the street don't have to make awkward eye contact when you get your mail. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item and select, just enter offer code Abby at checkout. That's ABBY at adamandeve.com. This exclusive offer is specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code Abby to get your discount. Code Abby.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24/7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
The Burt Show.
How did your toddler injure you? Somebody on The Burt Show, their significant other has suffered an injury courtesy of their toddler. So in order to make them feel a little bit better, share your story. 1-855-BURT-SHOW, 855-237-8746. Cass, what did your adorable toddler do to your husband, Chad?
I'm an awful wife, because when my husband told me the story, I roared with laughter because it was so ridiculous. So we've all been hurt by our kids. Hazel, my daughter, actually scratched my eye when she was a baby, and I had to wear an eye patch for a while. But my husband was talking about our son, Max, who's two. And as a gift, they got some of these. They're called Magna Tiles, and they're essentially like essentially flat pieces of plastic in the shapes of squares and triangles that have magnets in them, so they click together and you can build little houses and stuff out of them. It's like playing with geometry, and they're really cool and really fun to use. Well, he was playing with two of them while sitting on my husband's lap, and the magnet tiles were on his chest. Remember, they have magnets with them, and my toddler's playing with them. And for some reason, Max takes one and puts one on the left and puts one on the right, and they go whoop together. And they pinched Chad's nipple. I heard the scream from the other room, and I run in. I'm like, what's wrong? What happened? He goes, Max just pinched my nipple. And all I could do was laugh my butt off. Because the idea, and Max is just grinning like an idiot because he thinks it's so funny. And I was like, some of this stuff I feel like needs to come with warnings on how the adults, like Legos, if you step on a Lego. Yeah.
That's painful.
No pain, especially when it's like nighttime and you're just stomping along and then you step on one. Oh my God, I have done that so many times. But just listening to him, I'm like, did you really? You're a 44-year-old man and you just got taken down by two children's plastic toys. Is that what just happened? And it's what happened.
Yeah. So it's, thank you for the warning, because Jimmy just got those for his birthday.
They're so much fun though.
Yes. And I'll make sure Bart knows not to let Jimmy play with them on his chest so he doesn't.
Protect the nipples.
It wouldn't take a nipple. They would get stuck in his chest here. Yeah. Bart, I think the only time that Jimmy has inflicted pain on him, he's accidentally been hit in the nads before. Which I think is, because I mean, kids, they're at that level. And so it's very easy. Like, he'll run and he'll like, and it's cute because he's hugging him, but his head, like, he literally headbutts him right in the junk.
Ouch.
So I totally forgot I do this. So I have a tummy, and so I let my daughter bounce off it. It's just a funny game we play where she like runs in and bounces off it because it's soft, and honestly, it's kind of a way to get her used to other bodies and how they look, and that it's not a bad thing to have a belly. My husband's a lot taller than me, and she runs into my belly pretty hard, and it's funny. It's soft. She did it to him, and the level of his nads is like where my belly would be, like, because he's taller. So she ran head first into his nads and basically punched him so hard he had to double over in pain. And Hazel's like, what's wrong, Daddy? I'm like, Daddy's just not feeling well, honey. You can only play that game with Mommy.
No, that's when you got to tell him you can't do a nut shot, man. Like, that's like, you tell them, Dad's got these parts and that you have to be protective of them.
Listen, that is a pain that you cannot explain.
You're a better wife than I am. I'm not telling that. Look, that was a weapon I will yield at some point when I need to.
Whenever I go somewhere, I feel obligated to let people know I have bruises all over the inside of my right thigh, right? And they're like these tiny, I mean, and there are a ton of them. And it's because Jimmy likes to sit in my lap and he takes his toes and he digs them into my thigh.
Like a cat, like kneading?
So, yeah, because they're his sticky toes and he likes to stick his sticky toes into my lap. Look, are you writing some
stuff? This is really great for my lips.
So whenever I, like, if I go to the doctor, if I go get a massage, whatever, I have to let them know I have a significant amount of bruises on the inside of my thighs, and it's because my three-year-old, he likes to crawl on top of me and dig his toes into my lap.
Does it hurt?
No, I bruise really easily.
Okay.
And yeah, it's just the inside of my thighs are just black and blue from where he crawls all over top of me and just digs his little toddler toes into me. All right, Melissa, welcome to the show. How did your toddler injure you?
Well, she didn't injure me. She injured my husband.
Perfect.
He would always have her lay on his legs, like she'd be on her back. And they always had this thing with her chest and, you know, they'd play. And one day, I guess she just decided to take a nice little kick and busted out his front tooth.
Knocked his teeth out?
Knocked out his front tooth?
Busted. Yeah, she was only a year and a half when she did it. And I was like, I thought he was playing, honestly. I thought he was. And then he opened his mouth, and I was like, oh, that's not good.
Well, I wasn't expecting to have a winner, but congratulations, you're the winner.
Oh, well, thank you.
Hopefully he got his teeth fixed.
Oh, could you imagine losing a tooth?
That's not a good day.
Oh, that makes my teeth hurt just thinking about it.
The Burt Show.